So, roll of death. So last time we were talking about Eid Echad being Mashdir B'nis Sabah, and are you on the Zoom?
Also? No, should I?
Be? You don't have to, but then you could also like get. I don't know. You also have the Google Doc. You have the Google Doc.
Yeah.
So you can see where I am. It's a little like anonymous wombat. Okay, so the Mishnah, when talking about Eid Echad being able to be Matir B'misa Sabah, says, Raheish Shalach Ba'al Umdina Sayyam. And Ba'al V'amru La'mes Ba'alech B'Nisays, Yachkach Ba'al Ba'ala, Tetzi Mizeh Mizeh, right? But if Nisays Shalom Birshus Bezdin, then she's Muteras Lachzor. So she's marrying without Birshus Bezdin, which means... Or it really just means she has two Eidim. It's actually like, you know, you're better off. You have two Eidim, so you don't even need to go to Beis Din, right? Then she can go back to the original husband because she's considered ones. But if she married with Eid Echad, but the Mishnah keeps calling it Birshus Beis Din, Nisei's Alpi Beis Din, Tetzei Uptur Min HaKarb. So she can't go back to the first husband, but she doesn't need to bring a Karban because she... Basically, she relied on Beis Din, and this day it holds that if you rely, if Beis Din paskin something and you do it, then you're always patur from karma. It's like misasarius, like, yeah, right? Beis Din told you to do it, it's not your fault, it's Beis Din's fault, and you're supposed to listen to Beis Din, so you're patur. Right, so Rashi experience, been like, this is Shalom versus Beis Din, Shabo Shnei Edim, Va'amru Mizbalech, Benisis Me'atma, Sharei Lo Haisa Tzricha Lehet Der Beis Din. Right? What's the mechlala about Tashumehim? But from the inverse, from the negative, you understand the inverse. You imply the inverse. Two Eidim come.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, lo haisa tzricha leheter bezdin. So if two Eidim come. Exactly. Right? Rashi says that you would need actual heter bezdin, heter, a bezdin if you only have eight Eidim. Right? So Rashi is not here. Right. It doesn't explain exactly. It doesn't say why, but Rashi says, "Oh, because if you have two Eidim, then you don't need to go to Beis Din. But if you only have one, then you're stuck. You got to go to Beis Din in order to get the head." Right? Shalom b'shus Beis Din el be'Eidim. Mechal d'Rishu b'shus Beis Din ube'Eid Echad alma Eid Echad Neman. Right? So we discussed the whole question of, you know, why is the Eid Echad Neman? Right, and Rashi again later on says, "Kivin dasay lebezdin misharina la hovel v'chut v'chalav lebezdin lahatira." Right, she can only remarry if bezdin is matir. Right, Tosos takes a different bend. Tosos says, right, mechal derisha b'shus bezdin ubeid echad. So l'may sokadaitan hashda de'id echad meheman midaraisa hadi karila b'shus bezdin v'fishiyish tavarim she ain meheman mehem. So what's the problem? What's the advantage of why do you go to Beis Din?
Because even though we have thought his name would be right, we worry about
what's the implication?
Well, two, she's fine.
Right.
So, and even though, you know, Torah, one is fine, we want to cover our bases and how we're thinking, because one is not fine, Yerban, right?
No. He's not going to say it's Pram Darabanan, but you're in the same drag. It's like, we want you to go to Beis Din, right? But, It's called Birshus Beis Din. If you sheish devarim sheeit yeish devarim shee neman lahem, right? There are cases where they're not neman. Right? You might have thought here this is the same, right? Utzricha lisha el lebeis din lahatira linasei al piv, right? Who's the authority? Linasei al piv the eight, right? She's asking Beis Din for information, basically, because there are cases where eight echad's not neman. There are cases where eight echad is. So we're saying over here, Eid Echad, she needs to go and ask because it's an important question. We have a very clear answer to it, but not everyone knows that. Aval b'shnayim hadavar yadua, everyone knows you can trust two Edim. We don't know whether or not you can always trust Ed Echad. So, yeah, you got, you know, you're going to go to Bezdin and ask them, like, Mr. Bezdin, what do I do in this case?
You know that Ed Echad is saying it out of the Lamed in this case.
Yeah.
But then why do you...
You don't need it.
Right.
Right. But we know that, you know, we're Lamed. We're Lamed, right? We know. Oh, you know. We learned this in Sefer. Other people who now, you know, they're in college.
Yeah.
And they're not in Shia and they're in college, right? So Toso says,
I just heard of
that. Okay, let's get you up. Rashi says, the question of, right, the rule of, let's wait, so I'm still here. Or did okay, so just a quick recap, right? What's the role of Bezdin in terms of being Mati Raguna with an Eid Echad? Right, so the Mishnah keeps saying that the Heter of Raguna with Eid Echad is called Nisei's Birshus Bezdin. Right? Bezdin lets her remarry, or Shalom Birshus Bezdin because she has two Eidim, so she doesn't need Bezdin. Why are we calling it Nisei's Birshus Bezdin with an Eid Echad? So Rashi actually says, you really need Bezdin. She needs to go to Bezdin, and she's not allowed to remarry otherwise. Tosfos just said that you only go to Bezdin for informational reasons. You don't really need to go to Bezdin. You're really okay either way. But I don't know that, or now we know it because we just, you know, learned this, but in general, people won't know that, so you obviously have to go to Bezdin in order to find out. Okay? But according to Rashi, there's a fundamental necessity to go to Bezdin. Even though we believe this Eid Echad, we said we believe this Eid Echad, you still need to go to Bezdin in order for her to be motivated to remarry. And Joseph says that you don't.
It's not necessary at all.
What?
It's not necessary at all, or it's necessary in order to...
No, it's not necessary. It's going to happen, right? It doesn't even sound like it's like a chatchila. It sounds like it's a description of the plausible events, right? If you look at the Lashon, I think you're right, meaning it's a little bit like, what, you don't even need to do it like lechatchila?
Yeah.
Sounds like not, right? Ha dekari le birshus bezdin, right? If the Eid Echad is Ne'eman, why do we call it birshus bezdin? Lefi sheyish devarim she'ein Ne'eman lahem. Because there are things which we don't rely on in Eid Echad. Utsricha lishaya le bezdin lahatira linasei alpiv. Now you need to ask bezdin to know that you could rely on Eid Echad in this case. But everyone knows that Eidim is fine. It sounds like it's primarily information. Now, what is a good point is that Rashi here, Tosfos is talking about a case about the Hava Min of the Gemara, where we would rely on the Eid Echad Midaraisa. It could be that Lamaskana, since we only trust the Eid Echad Mishum Laguna, could be that Tosfos might say something slightly different. That's right. Speculating, but definitely in this point, we're calling it Birshus Bezdin only because Lemaisa people are going to go to Bezdin to find out what the halacha is. But the actual role of Bezdin there is purely information. For Rashi, the heter is only if you actually go to Bezdin. Okay. So the Rashba, we're here, right? The Rashba says, Tama de Milsa, Mishum Dechol Hanises Alpi. Eid Echad, Eina Yechola Lihinase Ela Rishas Bezdin. She can't remarry without Rishas Bezdin. Vichol Shelo Amda Bifne Bezdin, Ein Divrei Ha'Eid Klum. There is like no validity to the Eidus unless she goes to Bezdin. V'Hachi Amrina Breshisha Rabba, and the same thing is still Rishas Bezdin Kotar Mishnah. Kilomar, the Be'idim Eina Tzricha Lito Rishas Bezdin. Mechal deresha birshus bezdin ube'ed echad alma be'ed echad ina nisis la'olam ela birshus bezdin. Right? Basically, it's not only that we are required lechatchila, right? Because it could be that you lechatchila are chayiv b'dyeved if she went and remarried without asking bezdin, it would be okay b'dyeved. Says the Rashba, no, right? There be'edus doesn't count. There is no heter at all. You know, I'm the ikra that she's chayiv divorce unless. Right, unless they go to bed. Right, a few of them, yeah. Now, what's interesting about that is, you know, okay, Tosos makes sense. Tosos says, oh, well, we trust the Eidachon, but we need to know that, so you're supposed to go to Beis Din, or you need to go to Beis Din to find that out, but only for practical reasons. Rashi says you actually need the Beis Din. Rashi's not so clear, though.
Rashi's like a heter. Rashi will see this more. Like, it's so necessary. Rashi's
right.
A heter, integral to the judicial process.
Right. Like, Rashi's lashon here, chutz recha lavo le Beis Din mahatira. Right. You need the Heter Beis Din, but he's a little bit vague, right? Exactly how much is this Heter Beis Din, like, absolutely, like, fundamental? Or as the next thing, we require you to also go to Beis Din. But the Rav knows, like, very clear that if you don't go to Beis Din, like, the Eid Echad is relevant, basically. Okay. The Meiri hits that sort of more middling position. In Tzarech Lomar, in Nisis Alpi Eid Echad Me'eleha, the Loho Ras Beis Din, Sharei Kol Shebe Eid Echad Ein Linasiv Lechatchila Ela Bahor Ras Beis Din. Lechatchila, she needs to ask Beis Din. But, Umasha Markan Hacha, B'maya Skinu Kigon Da'asai LeBeis Din, V'sharim Ela Olam Anu, Sha'af Alpi Eid Echad, Im Nisis Belo Rishas Beis Din, Nisui Heterheim, Shalahutzuchu lehetar Beis Din elo lechatchila, right? Lechatchila, we want you to do it, but it's not going to be my, right? Lechatchila. Also seems that this really just informational. Okay. The Rambam is a little bit unclear on this because the Rambam goes for the following: Imba id echad vehe id la shemes ba'ala tinase alpev. He says that if an id echad comes and is meid, then she could remarry on the basis of his edos. Shadavar asu lehegalos, because it's something that will become obvious in the future. Afilu eved o isha o shifcha ve'ed mipi'eid, ed mipi'eved, mipi shifcha, mipi krovin, ne'eman, and lomar meis ploni mitinase ishto, o tityabim alpi. Right? We trust the Eid Echad, and therefore she can remarry on that basis. But the Rambam in Gerishin says, ba Eid Echad ve'eid shemeis ba'ala, ve'hit tiruha li'nase alpiv, vi'achagach ba'acher v'chule. The mashmas is who's b'matir her. Right? Beis Din had to be matir her for him, her to get remarried on pi Eid Echad. In the first Imyubay Tesvav, the Eid is made la, and she's Tinase Alpeh. In Yulchet, they're matir her to remarry, and then she gets remarried. So it's a little unclear in the Rambam whether or not do you need Beis Din there or not? In Tesvav, there's no mention of the necessity of going to Beis Din, but in Yudchet, he does include that as part of the assumed process. It's a little unclear in the Rambam, but I would say that the fact that the Rambam never explicitly says it sounds like you certainly would put him in the less necessary category. But the fact that he throws in the vihiti ruha as part of like the process, right? The Eid comes and they're matya, and then she gets remarried. Definitely raises like a certain flag for us. So I'm gonna put the Rambam over here, but we'll leave it a little bit as like that. Right, I'll leave itiruha, but it's
like Derek,
right? But itiruha is halpiv. So definitely the Eid Echad is the one who creates the heter, but then he does throw in the hiki. Well, we're going to come back to the round and try to sharpen that idea of what exactly, why is informative of that. But definitely he thinks to be karon that you're okay. All right. So in the postgame, in the halacha, when it comes down to the halacha, things get a little interesting. We throw in another might be wrench. Let's see if you also pick it up. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Hanisis alpi Eid Echad, lo tinase ela b'rishas Beis Din. If she gets remarried alpi Eid Echad, she needs to go to Beis Din. Ibn says shelo beharas bezdin. Let's say she doesn't, right? Case of the Rashba. Yesh omrim shelo teitze afilu ba'irechad va'amar lo mis. So some people say that this is the same as if she got married al pi bezdin and she's totally fine. But he's acknowledging the machlokas there, but he's only quoting the shita that says that it's not makiv. Says the Rama, v'habezdin tzrichim liyos gimel ksherim v'lo krovin zelazet v'lo le'edin. Now that is an interesting point. That last Rama. Okay, and what he's potentially assuming about what the Shulchan Aruch says. Right, what's the problem with the Rama? Or it's not a problem, it's just surprising. He's making a point. He's coming up and saying, but make sure it's a kasheret bezdin. So you're thinking, okay, we know the dinim of a bezdin, right? But why is that such an interesting chiddush? It's not necessarily, right? It totally was conceivable, and it is conceivable, that you don't need a kasher bezdin in order to be matir aguna in this case, right? Especially if you think Tosfos or the Me'ivri or the Rambam, especially Tosos, it's informational, right? So you don't need a Bezdin. You need the Bezdin only informationally. According to the Me'iri, lechatchila, but it sounds like it's lechatchila because, it's like you go to Shir and we say, oh, and it seems like this is mutter. And then you're like, oh, Rabbi, can we do this? And you say, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, right? Like the famous, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. So for the actual answer, says the Me'iri, you got to go to your local Orthodox rabbi. If your local Orthodox rabbi is related to you, or he's related to one of the witnesses, it doesn't really matter, right? The point is that he's there to provide some oversight to make sure you're doing things right. Yeah.
Essentially, the Rama is saying that you need a kosher beit din. I think you need an actual beit din. It has to be kind of almost like, yeah, raunchy. Right.
Like, bezdin, and right. And not only do you need a bezdin, you really need a bezdin, all the bells and whistles, which is interesting because, for example, Hataras Nedarim, if you use a bezdin for that, you can use people who are related to you, right? Yep, there's there is this concept that you have cases where you're not, you need a bezdin, but you don't necessarily need that bezdin to, be mosi mamon. You're not serving as a court, as a judicial court, right? Clearly, bezdin has different hats, right? So for Hataras Nedarim, they're bezdin. But they can be your father, brother, and second cousin twice removed. It's probably a apostle. Or may not. Who knows? We don't care because it's Hataras Nedarim, right? So here suddenly we're saying, when it comes to what type of bezdin I need, right? They're almost saying you need a real bezdin, just like if you were, suing somebody for $20. And you have witnesses that, he would borrow $20 in 11th grade and never pay you back. So what type of bezdin? Right. So for I would say it could be your local Orthodox. Tosos is talking about your local Orthodox rabbi, right? You need to know, but that should be good enough, right? That should, do the job. Over here, then I want to come here and say, no, you really need, you need something more. You need a formal bezdin. Or maybe, or here, definitely we're talking about formal bezdin. And then I'm not. Bezdin, actual bezdin. So then Ramah says, bezdin kasher match. Which definitely puts us in a whole different ballgame, because over here we're talking about, it's like your kashrus questions, your chicken fells into your milk, into the pot. The pot was within Dalai Lama's of milk yesterday, but you know, since time is also a dimension, this is within 24 hours, so your kitchen is now radioactive, right? Here, there are us talking about something, you know, very different. We're talking about, like, oh, if you were to sue someone in court, or if court, you know, the court needed to sanction someone, or anything along those lines, it's a court actually acting as a court, right? There needs to be caution. So the Chalkas Mechokek jumps on top of him and says, like, I don't know, like, what are you talking about? So the Chalkas Mechokek says, you do need to actually go. This is interesting because this is surprising, right? We would have thought, if you think that, like Tosfos, you know, you think that you don't need a Bezdin, so, oh, maybe that puts you in that side of the board. And that would mean, like, oh, okay, Bezdin is just, you know, helpful. And it's not totally true, right? You do, because Daiko Mintzava, we do require that you go and ask your local Orthodox rabbi, right? You're chayiv to ask. It's not just you're asking your local Orthodox rabbi because it's the smart thing to do, which it is, it's the smart thing to do, right? But you're chayiv to do so, right? But why? Because, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Says you're chayiv to ask. You must ask the Eilor, right? Because daiko. In order to fulfill daiko mitzvah, I should probably say. So you can see, right? In order to maximize daiko mitzvah, because part of the heter aguna is based on the fact that you're really going to check into it. So you have to check into it. And you have to consult with the experts. Right? You're not just supposed to because it's good information, but you're chayiv to as part of daiko mitzvah, right? Which sounds like, I mean, I think that can be the explanation of the meaning. Why is it that lechatchila we require it? It's because part of the process is that you're actually going to go and check into it. So the Chalkas Mechokek says, yeah, great, but you do that by going to your Eilor, not by going, right? You don't necessarily need a Bezdin Kasher. Your Bezdin Kasher is not going to give you better advice on your, you know, Basu B'chalov Shaila.
It's more formal.
Right? It might be more formal, but, like, if you're just investigating, then the investigation is just as good. Right? If you want a good shear, you know, on Basu B'chalov, it doesn't matter if your Rebbe is your father or if he's, you know, he's your 20th cousin twice removed. And then he's special. Right. So the Chalkas Mechokek says, yeah, you're right that we need you to ask. We it's not actually there. It's really, we do require Bezdin, but the Bezdin that we need isn't an actual Bezdin, right? We need you to ask, but because of, right, actually, I'm going to put this one, red, just because this is like a massive red, but because we need you to ask your Eilor, right? This is like the Chalkas Mechokek. Even though, like, the fundamental svara is different, right? But the shita is the same. He thinks you actually have to ask, but he thinks you need to ask for a different reason. Not because it's dependent on the question, but because it's one of the requirements in the thing. I don't know if it would be ma'akev with the evidence. Probably in quotes like the me. Actually, I'm not totally. I got want to, but he probably doesn't think that it's ma'akev with the evidence if you don't ask. But he might. He could. He could be here or there. I'll leave it at that. I don't know. Me, except for that. I didn't make sense. Did you? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Chalkas Mechokek. So he says, right, we want you to ask, but you don't need to go to a Bezdin. Why would you go to an actual Bezdin? Right, you're not trying to squeeze money out of anyone. The Beis Shmuel says, No, right? What we call it, it's Hitiru al Pibezin, Mashma Dehu Din Mamish, Velo Dami Lashar Hora, Isser Veheter. It's not like asking about your chicken, right, and your milk. Delisa Shum Din, Aval Kan Ika Din, Afal Gav Delapa Amim In Laksiva Mikomakum Lo Plug, Kimosha Kasa Be Nimukayos. See, I'm not going to go through the paragraph before, but his point is, which is a little bit agav, is that, oh, there are lots of monetary issues involved, right? Divorce is expensive stuff, right? So there's lots of money involved. So you do need to go to Beis Din, but not because Beis Din is a necessary fundamentally speaking, but because since part of the whole package is there's going to be a lot of, divorce comes with a financial settlement. So the financial settlement needs a real Beis Din. So the Beis Shmuel, not like the Rambam, I mean, he's trying to explain the Rambam. I don't think that's what the Rambam's looking for. The Beis Shmuel says that Yipnei Hamamon, sorry, that it's Nugambor, Lachol, Da. It basically comes with, as a package deal, you are doing, you're trying to investigate this edus. This edus is going to have monetary repercussions. So you got to have a real Beis Din, but it's not because Beis Din is fundamentally necessary, right? It's sort of a tofa'a levai, it's a side effect of the other things that come from the fact that we decided he's dead, so you have to pay the ksuva, and, the estate lawyers come in, v'chu. Okay, the Bislay Tshuva has a cool pshara position. He says that the Kabbalah's Eidos needs to be Bifnei Gimel, but the actual Psak doesn't. Now that's just an interesting in-between idea, because he's saying that, look, for the Eid Echad, for us to accept his Eidos, in general, Eidos needs to be accepted by a Beis Din, a properly constituted Beis Din. If we're accepting it as testimony, right, then it needs to be presented to Beis Din. So the people accepting it need to actually be judges, right? I'm not sure how sworn affidavits work, but I feel like the same sort of thing. You need to do it in front of the right people in order for it to be considered to be real testimony and legally binding, right? So here too says the Pesachuba. Do you need a Beis Din? For the Hetter, no. But you do need it for the Kabbalah sins. So it's not a din in the Hetter Aguna, it's a din in Kabbalah sins in general. We have an Eidachah, we're accepting his Eidos, and to accept Eidos, you need to have a Beis Din. And the Hector looks. I think you won't be able to read really, but come on, sneak it in. That thing will touch this. Okay, so basically, what we have is on one hand, the Chalukah Chalukim says, no way, of course you don't need Beis Din. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, the Rambam doesn't mention the need for Beis Din. It sounds like, right, you don't need Beis Din. The Meiri also, his Lechatchila doesn't sound like you actually really need Beis Din. It sounds like you need, right, your local Orthodox rabbi, right? On the other hand, definitely the Ramah sounds like you really need Beis Din, and it sounds like formally you need Beis Din. Like Beis Din's doing something here in part of its capacity as a real Beis Din. Okay, and definitely, let's say the Rajba, he doesn't tell you what type of Beis Din he needs, right? What's his Lashon? Let's get back to the Rajba. But what are we talking about? We talk about her going to Beis Din, but he definitely doesn't talk about the aid being omed bifnei Beis Din. Right? That's just a very, I think, just an interesting point, is that for the Rajva, we don't emphasize the fact that the agent needs to be b'fnei beis din. We emphasize that she needs to be omer b'fnei beis din, right? So it doesn't take us away from the Pesach Tshuva and the Beis Shmuel's emphasis. And it sounds like something different, just like the Ramah. It sounds like the Beis Din here is serving in a fundamental, like a fundamental capacity. Okay, so the Gemara in Yevamos on Tzadi Bet has like just a very interesting question. The guy with the korban, right? What the Mishnah said? Nisis al pi Beis Din, she's teitze, but she's pata from a korban because it's al pi Beis Din. So Amar Ziri leisa lemasnisin meditani be midrasha. Our Mishnah argues on what we said, what we say in the Beis Medrash, the tani be midrasha. Huru Beis Din sheshaka chama ulubasof zarcha. Beis Din paskins that the sun set. And then, you know, the clouds break and like there's the sun. Like, hello, Mr. Sun, you know, oops. Right? In Zehora, Ella tell us. It's not a mistaken ruling. It's just simply a mistake. I think, you know, formally there, let's say this is not a, oh, one second, I'm trying to remember. There's actually a real terminology for this. It's not a mistake, it's an accident, I think, would be there's like a really good technical terms. There's like a book, Design of Everyday Things by Don Norman. It's like the book of design. And in it, he talks about like different like mistakes that happen, like who's at fault. And he has a similar chiluk. The idea is there are things which you misunderstood what's going on, right? And you made a calculation and you calculated it wrong. And there are things which you just simply didn't see what's going on, right? It's just not clear what the situation is. And so he says like, oh, you know, any time that the system doesn't express clearly what's going on, you know, it's not the fault, not that the person operating made a mistake, right? It's a telos, right? You can't blame the operator. It's just the system was set up wrong. So here, it's a little bit different, but we don't say, oh, Beis Din paskened wrong, right? It was just like a total accident that, oh, they thought it was night. They were wrong. Right? They're not paskened that it's night. They told you, oh, it's night. Okay, yes, you can do whatever you want. Rav Nachman Amar Horahi, Rav Nachman says, no. Our case, where they were Matir al Pied Echa that turned out to be wrong, is a Hora. Amar Rav Nachman, right here, the eid echad is mehem, and so it must be that we're dealing with a hora and not with a simple mistake, right? It must be that why do we believe him, the eid echad? Because Beis Din is posketing that we should trust him. My time, Allah mishum the horahi amar Rava teida the talasu. Now it's a talas. Why? If Beis Din were to say, oh, you know, this is really mutter, right? And then later they're like, oh, Taka, that was totally wrong. It's like, absolutely not. It's like Mefurish Pasuk that it's Asr. And then they come back and they say, you know what? It probably is mutter. For the same reason that they said originally. So obviously we're not going to listen to them, right? Because they said something, Alpi Svara. They proved it wrong, and now they're like, oh yeah, I like that Svara again. Like, you proved it wrong a minute ago. Right? Here too, we said, oh, Eid Echad, he should be Nehman. And then we proved him wrong, because the guy turned out not to be dead. And then he left, and then another Eid Echad comes and said, oh yeah, now he died. So we trust the second Eid Echad, right? But we wouldn't do that if it was a question of Hora. Iluhacha da asa Eid Echad Sharina, asu treas asarna, hadar asa Eid Echad Achrina Sharina ma. My time allowed Mishum to tell us the first aid was just mistaken, right? He made a mistake. And that's it, you know. There's no, there's no hurrah here that was wrong. And now the second aid, we have no reason not to believe that he's correct. Turns out it was a fluke. The first guy was wrong. Okay. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Nach? Okay, this is like a very key machlokas. What's also very cool is when Beis Din tells you something, Right? How much are they operating as, oh, they're evaluating the situation and they're telling you what halachas apply? And how much are they ruling about the appropriate application of the halacha? Right? So Rav Nachman is saying, oh, well, something broader, right? There's hora, there's psak. You know, when Beis Din says that you should listen to this Eid Echad, right? And Rav is saying, no, when they tell you to listen to this Eid Echad, it's not hora. And before we get into the explanation of the exact details of their machlokas, according to the different Rishonim, right, what does, you know, what's going on here, definitely the idea that if you say, oh, you really need Beis Din, right, there's an actual sorech for Beis Din to be involved, right? Is Beis Din really necessary? It could be. Why is it necessary? Right, if you hold like Rav Nachman, because it's a hora, right? It's not just, oh, you know, we say Eid Echad should be Ne'eman, so we can, you know, we can, okay, great, Eid Echad, then we'll go for it. Rav Nachman sounds like he's saying that really the Eid Echad is Ne'eman because Beis Din right now is paskening that you can trust this Eid Echad. Yeah. All right, so she does Rav Nachman, Rav would reject. Yeah. Well, what's that mean?
He's not going to that. You don't accept. Wouldn't accept the Eid Echad because
right.
They're not trustworthy, they're not.
Right, or just in general, you know, they're like a gray area where, on the one hand, he's providing some evidence, on the other hand, it's not totally compelling. Right, it's just one aid. So Beis Din has to, like, you know, especially, it works easiest, according to that sheet of the Ritva, that was on the board before I released it, that it's like an Anan Sadi. But it's not necessarily dependent on. Which I think is cool. Because what you can do it in two ways. You can say, oh, well, if we really believe the Eid Echad, so we don't really need Beis Din. Right? And the reason why it's a hora is, so look at the Meiri, actually. Rav Nachman Omar, b'sugyazu horahi shahaya cholech achar ikar hatakan. So the Meiri kind of like ruins our rabbah and says, oh, what's Rav Nachman saying? It's a hora. Because why did we originally listen to Beis Din? Why are we listening to the Eid Echad? Because 1,000 years ago, Beis Din got together and said, we're making a takana that you can rely on an Eid Echad by Heter Agum. Right? But Rava says, She'in holchin achar ikar hatakana, ela achar shas hamaisa, shenimsa ha'id kafran den gala shlo haisa hora ela taos. Okay, so the Meiri kind of like ruins it a little bit, or not ruins it, but he says, ah, which is fascinating. Right? Do we consider it a hora? Depends on, says Rav Nachman, where does this come from, right? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because Beis Din said that we rely on Eid Echad. In this particular case, I'm relying on this guy, right? But objectively, halachically, the basis of my actions is the original takana. So what Beis Din is, you have takana, Eid Echad, Ne'eman, right? But the Meiri, this exclamation, doesn't really matter why Eid Echad is Ne'eman, right? L'maisa, Chachamim are talking that we do trust Eid Echad. Whether it's because it's Ben Sadi, whether it's because like it's even a Yesh Koch Be'ar Chachamim Lakor, right? Whether it really stems from Eid Echad or it stems from the and then there is Ne'emanos or there isn't Ne'emanos. At the end of the day, there's this takana, right? That leads us to, right, trust Eid Echad, right? And then, oops, he's not dead, right? So Rav Nachman says, go back to the original source, and that's a hora. This is a hora. This is a toes, right? So Rav Nachman says go back to there. Rava says we go to the direct cause, we don't go to the root cause, right? The original cause is there's a hora involved, but the actual cause or the immediate cause is that this guy's a liar, right? Where's the oops? So the oops is really, right? Why? Because this guy is a liar. So that's a toss, right? It's not that we were wrong about making surgical. Anna. So Rashi says, oh yeah, but why was there a mistake? Because Chazal told me, trust this guy. So I trusted the Horah that said, trust this guy, and that's where I got to the problem. So Rashi says, yeah, you're right that I haven't seen that this guy was totally wrong, and it was Taos. Right? It was a factual mistake, not a judgment mistake. Right? But at the end of the day, who's at fault? Or not more accurately, it's not what caused the mistake, but right. Where does the responsibility, lie? Can the individual, right, say, oh, I relied on Beis Din, and because of Beis Din's hurrah, I ended up getting in trouble. So Rambam says, yeah, Rava said, that's fine, but we only say hurrah, we only say that, the hurrah, because you did it because the hurrah was wrong. Here the hurrah is not wrong, right? This is what caused it, this is the problem, right? Rambam says, as long as there's a hurrah involved, you can blame on evidence. What that does, though, is Rav Nachman isn't saying, but Lamaisa, on the ground, what's happening? Is there a hurrah? To be that she can marry this guy, that she can remarry. Yeah, on a particularistic level. No, I don't think so. Because why? There's a takana that she can get remarried. That was time one, right? Right. This is time two. Why would she get remarried? Because we're allowed to trust Nida. Now, who's saying this? This is all from the Miri. Why is that great? Works out really nicely, Dafka. Right? Because Miri's over here. Miri says, you don't really need Beis Din, right? So it's Gishmak, wait a second, didn't Rav Nachman just say that it's a hurrah? Right? So Miri says, yeah, Rav Nachman said it's a hurrah, but why? Because Rav Nachman says, go back to time one, and this whole hector is based on a takana. Right? And Rav says, yeah, but no one's doing any hurrah right now. And how does Rava know that there's no hurrah right now? Because of course, right? There is no hurrah right now. Right? The heter is based on the takana. Now what's cool though is that I would have assumed if you think the heter is based on a takana, I would call it a hurrah. Right? And if the heter is not based on the takana because of real ne'emanos, then I would say that there is no hurrah. Here Miri is saying, oh, yeah, definitely, right? We're not here based on a takana, which is a hurrah. But the actual heter to this particular person isn't a hurrah, right? It's just that's the din. And you go to Beis Din, and Beis Din tells you what to do, because you're supposed to ask your Eilor, but that's fine, right? Essentially, it's a Marah Makom. Okay? So that's the community. The Ramban, however, takes a different track. And that's it saves us for our happiness. Yeah. Okay, right. Where's the mount here? Oh, and this gives us another nice point, which is, right, what's the mount here? And the Eri said, the original takana, right? There is a takana, but if the original takana is doing it, I think that would also explain the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, right, it's really alpiv, but they were hitiruha alpiv, right? The idah comes and you don't need Beis Din there, but yet why is she mutter? Because of hitiruha. Just another some occurs from last year, which we didn't actually end up doing each year, right? The Shitas HaRambam, we didn't really get to, right? Why is he ne'eman? Why is this idah ne'eman? So the Rambam says two contradictory things. The Rambam says, "Al yikshe beinecha she'etiru chachamim ha'erva chachamura be'idus isha o eved o shifcha o goy shemensiach lefi tumah in mi pi'ed umpi yatzav ublo drisha v'chakir kamo shemen." Why don't we need formal edus? Shelo hikbida Torah al ha'adas shnei edim v'shar mishpatei ha'edus. Right? You only really need Edim on something that you can't prove otherwise. But if something is provable by other means, such as, right, you have a Devar Shasui Ligalos, no one's going to lie because we're going to find out, right, when he comes and says, hi, I'm not dead, that he's alive. So we're really just trying to ascertain, right, the basic current reality. I'm going to skip. About Devar She'efshar La'amod al-Beraya, Osh Elomi Bi'a'ed, Ve'in Ha'ed Yachal Yishami, right, so eyewitnesses to a specific event, we can only know what happened based on what they tell us. But something that's true right now, we could just go and check. So since we can just go and check, we can rely on some aid to come and tell us. Lefika hekelu chachamim b'davar zeh. What? Alive? Okay, send overseas, right? You know, we can check that. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't see people for ages, and you're like, oh, wonder if they're alive. But so in theory, it's something measurable, right? And it's something that also will become clear eventually. Yeah, so it's really just... No, it's very informational.
But like, if you check it, it's not like so much information.
No, that's the point. It is. There's no reason to doubt the information because we can check it. To aid them is formal because we don't really have a way to prove it. But the fact that they're both saying the same thing, right? But I'm saying in Eid Echad, in the case where it's Zabar Asur Legalos, we know what's going to happen. We know that he's not lying because we'll just go check, right? No, I'm saying it's just like, I'm going to say, oh, is it like, you know, is it raining outside? And you say, you just came in, you know, and you say, oh, yeah, you know, it's raining. You're covered in raindrops. Like, okay, you know. I can also look outside and check, but there's no reason to suspect that you're lying. And it's also, I think, if I'm saying even more formally, we don't really even need, you know, we don't need proof that you're not lying because we're just trying to ascertain, like, what the Metzius is, right? It's not so much a question of determining, it's a measurement. We're trying to measure, like, you know, is he alive, is he not? Is X or Y true? Okay, with Fikach, Hekelu chachamim b'davar zeh, v'heminu bo eid echad. But the chachamim are the ones who are ma'amin the eid echad. V'pishich v'mitriyah v'sav v'l'drishah v'chakirah, k'dei sh'lo yishav v'netzor lagunos. Right? So he says, and why? Because we're making it to allow them sh'lo yishav lagunos. But then in Hilchos Itos, the Rambam says that b'shnei mekom oseh min ha-Torah eid echad, b'sotah sh'lo tishte me'mar v'yag la'rufa sh'lo te'arek, mo sh'mi'anu, v'chein mitivrehim be'idus isha sh'yayad la'shemes ba'ala. Right? So the Rambam says, oh, you know, we believe in eid echad mid'rabanan by idus isha ha'mishim ha'guna. It says mid'rabanan. But a minute ago he said, it was Dorait, right? Lohik be the Torah. Midorait, so there's no problem. Right? So the Rabbanan are Mekel, Lohik be the Torah, but we only believe them in the Midrabbanan. It's like, what's Pshat? Right? So, I think, right, with this, you know, okay, well, that, with this Rambam over here, there's something going on in which we needed the Eid Echad. Eid is Ne'aman. Right? We do trust him, but yet we still needed a Takana that will implement that, you know, as a reality, even though in the individual case we trust him. Okay? So look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, Vayhachi asa Eid Echad v'sharina v'hadar asu beitrei v'ishkach v'adai hadar asa v'azuchin v'amar ashad meisim ha'eman. I've got the low barrier on Taima de Basra, Mikama Sharina La Pieda then. The low Amminan Horahi, Ukeshem Shaton Bismichasan Alarishon Kartoin Bazan. Ella Amminan Lav Horahi, the Lav Baumdan Bezdin Toloi, Ella Lain Harishon Shamanu. The Aval Pisho Kashim Hu Huxak Koisra Milksaku. But just because that one guy turned out to be a crazy liar, that doesn't mean everyone else is. Okay, but what the process that the Ramban describes is exactly what we were sort of expecting, right? Before the Mi'uri came and pushed it back, you know, a level, right? The Hora, says Rava, the Hora is not that we should rely on this aid in particular. Rav Nachman says, it, right? We're making a Hora that you should rely on this aid, right? It's not that Bezdin made the wrong call by saying we could rely on this aid, right? It's not that they're hetiru. It's not that they're hetiru, you know, based on the wrong shikol hadas, right? They're being matir al piv. But why are they being matir al piv? That's a hura. Now, Ramban is saying that the matir is actually, who's matir? The matir is, right, and other sort of motion for pointing this out, right? According to the Ramban, says, yeah, there's a real hora here, right? Why is she mutter? So Moshe points out, the Ramban says that Bezdin is passing, Bezdin is issuing a ruling, a hora, that she can get remarried out of the Erecha, that we can trust the Erecha. This Eid Echa turned out to be wrong, says Rav Nachman. So you see that the psak that you could trust the Eid Echa is wrong, says there, and then the Rabbi says, no. The psak that you could rely on in Eid Echa is correct. It just turns out that this one guy was a loony, right? Your son says, yeah, yeah, loony stuff, right? Now, what's interesting, like in modern day cases, right, when you have like a big Aguna Shaila after, let's say, 9/11, so when you go to a posek and the posek paskins that you can rely on X, Y, or Z evidence, right? There are three different, you know, there are three things that can be happening. When Bezdin does stuff, or when you go to your Elor, right, your local Orthodox rabbi, usually what you're going for is what's called marama, right? You're going for, right, you're going for info, right? You're asking to open up the Shulchan Aruch and make sure that you're not missing something important, that you're not, you know, forgetting that, oh, the Shach passing differently, or, oh, yeah, this is the one time where, you know, we don't pass in like the Ramah or the Mechaber, we pass in like Yam Shoch Shlomo. There's the Yam Shoch Shlomo on it that we pass in like, and none of the notes can bring it up. You wouldn't know that, but, like, that's the truth, right? Looking for Ramah. It's not a hura, it's not a psak, right? So Tosa says you go to Bezdin because Bezdin is your local Orthodox rabbi who's going to tell you what to do, and they're going to, you know, hopefully be right. On the other hand, there are times where you go, right, to a real posek, right? Your local Orthodox rabbi says, oh, you know, I'm going to forward you to Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm going to forward you to Rav Abadi, right? I'm going to forward you to Shlomo Auerbach, and because I want, actual hora. Now, when Moshe Feinstein tells you, oh, you know, I'm passing that it's mutter, it's not only that you can rely on him because he's a huge Talmud Chacham and he's very wise, right? He has the authority to pass him, right? He can, just by the dint of him telling you that it's mutter, right, that creates a heter for you to do it, even though before it was in a gray area, right? So you have a gray area, right? And then they have the authority to, right, to pass in that, to tell you what to do in these gray areas. Now, on the one hand, you know, the gray area, there's still some sort of gray area there, right? But their authority is that they can pass in, they can issue a hora that determines, right, where it falls at the end of the day. Okay? And then finally, right, Bezdin also, right, can function as the court, right? Bezdin as a court, right? And we can legislate, it's also true, that's not wrong. Right, the legislative. So we're not pointing to the Mi'iri, saying, oh yeah, we're pointing back to the original legislation,
Okay, but what we're saying over here is that, is Beis Din necessary? Says the Rashba, yes. Right? But what I think he's saying, and that's what the Ramban over here is saying, you need this Horas Beis Din, that she's Muteres. Why? Because at the end of the day, the ability to rely on Beit Echad, says the Ramban, was what? It's not the Raisa. It's not usher mitzvah, and there's no problem with the right. So the Torah doesn't require two edim, right? It says in the Furash, you don't need two edim in the Raisa, because it's davar asur legalos. The Torah only says you need two edim when it comes to cases of, right? If there was something which happens in the past and is no longer ascertainable, here it is ascertainable. It's informational. So you don't, the Raisa, need two edim. But the Rambam also says that we only trust the edim with Rabbana. Right? And then the answer is that, yeah, because that puts us into one of these gray areas where, on the one hand, the formal requirements, right, don't say that you can't rely on data. But on the other hand, there's no formal requirements that say, oh, of course you can rely on data. Right? So what you need to do, says the Ramban, in the case of Mishum Ikuna Hikilu, it's not just, oh, right, we weren't gozer, or we created an original gzera that says we can always trust the Eidech, right? It's that right now, the Beis Din is empowered, if they are convinced by this Eidech, to say, oh, we're convinced by this Eidech, and we are being matir the Aguna, right? So sometimes being matir the Aguna, you know, like there's discussion, the Rav talks about it, or, you know, like Shach talks about it, he's talked about it recently, through some sort of case. But I think this is really true in the sugya here, that when it comes to heter aguna, it's not just a question of, oh, do you have like a good idea how to do it? And like if your idea is good, then it go for it. Right? Part of it is that you actually need, it's not just Mayra Mako, you're good to go. According to the Rashba and Rashi and the Rama, and Ramban, and I think the Rambam is interesting, because the Rambam, it could be that, like the Miri, he thinks that there is that psak, but that psak is Ramosha Feinstein wrote the tshuva, and now you rely on that tshuva, you're supplying it, so you don't need it in every case. According to the Ramban and the Rama and Rashi and Rashba, in every case, they're coming before Beis Din, who needs to be not just, you know, your Elor, but it needs to be a real posek who can say, you know, we weigh the halachic repercussions and the evidence, and we're paskening that it's mutter. We're paskening that it's mutter for her remarry. We're not just telling you that, oh, that's what the halacha says. We're being koveh the halacha that she can, that this woman can remarry. Right? But it's an actual psak. It's not simply an application. And what's really cool about that is that in order to do that, you actually need to be, right? You need people of, like, you know, the real deal. You need like people of the top tier post game to be the ones doing it, because otherwise they don't have the authority to do that, right? On a mechanical level. I mean, whether or not their svara is like a good svara, right? Idecha, you know, is the svara we accept that as that's the policy, right? You're allowed to do that. Rambo says, oh, that's a good svara. The Torah doesn't mock it on that. The Torah says you don't need that, but you still need a hora in order to be matir because there aren't two idim that are. On the other hand, you do have evidence that says that she can remarry, but in that gray area, you need a posting in order to be kovet, right? Just like a cool, you want to ask?
I was going to ask why it's gray. Just
yeah, right? Because you don't have to do two edim. Ain't that a time? On the other hand, the Torah is not mocking on two edim in cases where it's you know, there's empirical evidence out there, right? It's an empirical question. You just need to find it.
So then, it might argue like. It was in the last year, but when there's two A's, there's no evidence. You could already consider one A when there is evidence out there. But like, just because there's one message doesn't mean it's
no. And we're talking about cases. I'm talking about cases, not about like, oh, whether you happen to have two A's. You're saying, when do we need two A's? When we're trying to establish, like, but it has a narrative, right? A killed B is a narrative, right? You know, you can talk about facts, but he's standing over him with a big sword. Right? But at the end of the day, right, we're saying, oh, A killed B, that's a narrative. In order to establish a narrative, we need A. When it comes to establishing facts, right, we just need empirical evidence. Reliable empirical evidence. But if it's something that exists still, that we could just go out and measure. Because now you don't need to establish a narrative. You could just go and look.
Why is that more correct?
No, so the Rambam keeps saying, okay, but on the other hand, she's an HSH and the Indra Shabbat Bachas Bishayim. Right? So we have Rashua, oh, the guy's dead. Right? This guy says, oh, I heard from Fred, who heard from Bob, who said he overheard the chief executioner, you know, talking about how much of a pain it was to hang the guy, that he's dead. Right? You have to evaluate how good is that empirical evidence. Right? And not only how good of it is evidence, but also it's not automatic that, you know, oh, an ABP8 says that the guy's dead, you can rely on that. Right? It's not like objective, you know, formal legal evidence. Right? So what we're doing is we're applying and saying, oh, you're right, but in this case we're gonna be tell her that she can remarry, even though it's not such a clear-cut situation. Now it's really cool that the Ravid applies, like, really explains the idea of Hora. Again, this is like a super famous Ravid, it's right, Shnag. And it's being quoted by the Rashba, which is also extra. The Rashba says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hanisha Lechacham Vitime, Loisha Lechacham Vitah. Okay, the Gemara says, if you ask a Talmud Chacham, you ask your posek, oh, is this piece of meat kosher or treif? Right? I don't know. Milk fell on it. Whatever. Yish mefarshim, mishum kvodo shel risha. So you're not allowed to go and ask the second rav after you ask the first rav. Some of the people explain why. Because the kavod of the first rav, right? It's very disrespectful for you to ask him a question, who issues a ruling, and then you ignore him and go and ask someone else. Aval im tiharo, ohitiro, tahor umutter. V'nir and divrei haravitzal shekasav eino rashai v'ein lo hetter. It's not that you're not allowed to, and if you went, then it would be mutter. Just, you know, you're a bad dude, right? The object, the meat, would still be usher. D'kivan d'usro isura ravya alei v'nasus chaticha d'isura. You had this piece of meat. We don't know how to pass it. You go to a posek and he tells you aser, it becomes a chefs shel iser, right? It's not simply that he's evaluating it and he's telling you what he thinks. By issuing the ruling, it's koveil what it is, right? It's in a gray area, and he's paskins that it's an aser. It is now aser. It's not just like, oh, you're not allowed to. It is now a atichat isura. The hachi tanya parakelu treflos chacham chetimo. In chaver roshay l'tahir, asa in chaver roshay l'hatir. Mid the amar in roshay, mashma im hitiro ino mutter. Even if the other guy came and said it was mutter, it would not be the mutter, right? And just like the Rambam in general talks about the idea of bezin agadosh mishlaim im ikar torah shabbat im amude ha'hora mehem chok l'mishba yotze l'chol Yisrael v'aleim v'tifa torah shemar al pi torah shel yerucha zu mitzvah sasei. Part of the Torah is not only, oh, to try to keep the mitzvot as best as possible, right? But that you're chayiv to do so lifi, you know, how was Bezin Agadol paskins, how the Amudei HaHorah paskins. Which is not only like an informational question of who's best at, you know, at explaining or applying the law, right? But the Amude Haura, Bez Nagadol, right? In case you don't have Bez Nagadol, right? Yeah. Amude Haura of Kholdor Vador, right? The Shofet HaYishayyeh Vayemi Mahem. So there's a mitzvah to follow their psak. Part of your zechiyah, a mitzvah say, al pi haTorah sheYerucha, that you have to apply the application of the Torah is dependent on their decisions. And the Ran actually has like a very intense formulation. He says even if they're like wrong.
Right? ואף אם יהיו הקודם מהם גדול מהם ורב מהם, ונצבינו ללך אחר הסכמסם, הן שיסכימו לאמס או להפתו. Even if the, you know, the posting is like, you know, it's wrong, וזהו עניין רב אלעזר הגדול ומחלוק, so, even if the, you know, the gadol, let's say the, you know, the posting hador of your generation says, no, I'm going against, like, you know, the posting hador from two generations ago, and you think that, you know, from two generations ago is a bigger time of Chacham, כדמיין שם מציאה, אמר רבי ישוע הרגל ואמר לא בשמיים היא כבר ניתנו למשה על הסיני, וכסבה אחרי רבים להטוס. הנה ראו כולם שרבי אלעזר מסכים על האמס יוסר מהם, וכי אוסי עושה כולם אמיתי עם סודקים, והכריעו מן השמיים כדבר, ואף על פי כן עשו מייסי כסכם עשם, שאחר ששכלם לא תלתנה, אף על פי שהיו יודעים שהיו מסכים עם הפך מן האמס, לא רצו לתאר, והיו עוברים על דברי תורה אם היו מתארים, it would have been usher for the Chachamim in Tanur Shel Achnai to agree to Rebbe Lazar, kibun shesichlam no delatame, right? Why? Because even if Hashem told them that they're wrong, they say, well, okay, but the halacha is that it's tame, right? Shehachra nimsura lechach mehadoros, v'asher yaski mohen hu asher tziva Hashem, right? The Chachamim, obviously, right, it's based on, right, their conviction of, right, what the Torah demands. But if the halacha is, you have to follow the hora of the haskamas ha-poskim. And therefore, even if, you know, Hashem says, oh, by the way, you guys are wrong on that one. They're like, oh, okay, that's like a very interesting point about the sugya. But the halacha is achrei rabim lahatos. And the halacha is that you know, it is whatever the halacha lemaisa, right? The halacha lemaisa is whatever it is that they pass. So I think that idea is, you know, just phenomenal. That applying it here is essentially that, you know, we saw, oh, we're being matir aguna api egecha, right? Hitiruha bezdin isn't just, oh, you know, we went to bezdin because we needed gemara makom, right? But bezdin are paskiving that she's a leather neck, right? We acknowledge that we're in a gray area, right? We acknowledge that it's not obvious. I mean, if, except for the re is a little interesting about the deal with it next year, right? Where he says, you know, Yishkach Be'acham and Lakor, but we see already the roots of, like, where that could be coming from. Although, you know, just like the Talpa the idea here that, you know, oh, right, even if we acknowledge that there's a netach here, there's a real question, a real problem. On one hand, we have to say that, but he said the guy's dead. And if he's dead, then we see us, he's dead, so she can remarry. On the other hand, Erba, Isha says, we need two Adim. Can't just, you know, we don't have two Adim, we have one Adim, we have an Adim, we have an Adim. So, you know, on the one hand, we say, oh, you know, right, we hold that Adim is reliable, and you're good to go. On the other hand, no, not necessarily, right? It's not just a question of, oh, consulting with your local Orthodox rabbi, but you need a real bezdin, or you need a real poskim, right? It could be the Rashba, you don't need a bezdin that are shirin or not proven, right? But you would definitely need, you know, you need to go to Moshe Feinstein, or you would need to go to the bezdin of America. You wouldn't necessarily need them to be all, you know, not related to each other for this one. But the idea that it's not just a question of Mara Makom, it's a real question of Sap, and that those are different, which is also cool, right? When you go to your local Orthodox rabbi, that's different than when you go to Moshe Feinstein. Not only quantitatively of, like, how reliable they are, you know, but that, you know, when you go to the Amudei HaHora, then what they tell you to do is halacha because it's halacha. It's not just because they're probably right or they're definite. But, you know, there are not the Rashba, right? It becomes a Chatecha Yisur because they pass him out. So here too, she says the Rashba, she's actually usher and she actually is, like, you know, being mizanin practically. And she gets remarried based on the Eidecha without going to Bezdin. Because she's not mutter to remarry until Bezdin passes him back. So it's ma'akeh yukim midyev, which is just like a really, really intense, but it really makes sense because our whole point of, oh, wait a second. Right? What's the basis of the Machal Piedecha? Right? We can come up with all sorts of reasons why it makes some sense, but it's not, you know, it's not such a pasha
thing. The mirror says, okay, yeah, but like that we were covered that based on everything back on. The Ramban says, actually, every time they're being matir, they're pastening, they have to weigh them, they have to evaluate the Sayyid Echad in the situation, and then they have to issue a hora, not just a Mar Mako, a real hora that she's mutaris, which I think is just, it's an amazing point. And it's a great application of this, of the difference between Bezdin serving as, oh, you know, they're in general, they're in charge of making sure everything goes smoothly, as Sosa is pointing out, or them as poskim, or, you know, them as legislators who, you know, as Miri explains for a Nachman, like, oh, go back and like it's a hora Bezdin. But this, I think, is just a key point. It's like helps you want to do this in your guts. So it's like, oh, if Moshe Feinstein says it, it's okay. But if like someone I like, who has good says it, then like it was really, you know, maybe it's really convincing, maybe not. Like I'm still, you know, more uncomfortable with it doing it. Like if I'm uncomfortable about something and someone says, nope, Moshe Feinstein says you can do it, I was like, oh, okay, Moshe Feinstein says you can do it. Right? And that's great because there's a difference, right? If there's a difference between my, you know, real hora, that's Koveya, the gray areas, and information which can convince you that it's in the white or it's in the black, but Pesach actually can be Koveya, the gray.
Next year,